the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will go for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
Revolution! Capital Forum, we're coming back, and that's what we want to kick up, a revolution. A revolution that ends political correctness and deciding what our history is. I don't care what group you are, where you're from, what color you are, your history is your history. What's the next thing? Okay, when we talk about political correctness, are we going to turn around and say that because we don't want anybody to talk about slaves? Okay, no one's going to even be able to talk about your ethnicity, whether you were from Africa, whether you were from an island, wherever. So we're not going to be able to talk about you because it won't be politically correct. We want people not to remember that it ever happened. Tom brought up about the internment camps for the Japanese. So now we're supposed to forget it happened. How about the Jews? I keep hearing all the time we're not going to be able to talk anymore about Jews in internment camps and with the Germans. So we're not supposed to say that, because if by chance we would say that, then somehow we would notice that it was John Kennedy and our president's father who was pro-removing the Jews. And over in Europe, he was with the, at that time, the diplomatic corps in England. So he very much helped to remove Jews from the United States who came over here fleeing, and they sent them back. So they made an agreements with Hitler. So we're not supposed to say anything about it. So when is history history?
System where you put citric acid in it.
When is history history, guys?
History is when it is researched and all the facts come out, good, bad, or ugly. And it is laid out there for everybody to look at, and you make your own decision of it. Not for a federal government to say, well, you're not allowed to think this, or you're not allowed to view this, or you're not allowed to not think like we think. You know, and I go back to what Mr. Jim was saying just a second ago about, you know, the KKK and the Confederate battle flag. We were talking off the air that today that's associated together, and everybody screams racism. Well, that wasn't the case. The KKK, in its heyday, with its greatest numbers, was in the 1920s and 30s. They also marched on Washington in mass. And there are many pictures, if you go look this up, they were not carrying a Confederate flag. They were carrying the United States flag, our national ensign. And ironically, I think
they also terrorized whites, blacks, and everyone.
That's right.
They didn't choose a color.
Yeah. Well, I think the other thing, it's interesting, the KKK in its prime, some of the biggest numbers were from states like Pennsylvania, Ohio.
Exactly.
They weren't all Southern. This was not a Southern thing by any means.
And the KKK, when it originally formed during Reconstruction, was in just a few years disbanded and done away with. This KKK that we think of today was a resurgence of a different type. They started up again, wasn't the same group that started originally.
And John, I wouldn't be surprised if its current configuration and throughout history it hasn't been influenced, if not taken over by the government, the shadow government, to stir up that racial hate and to foster this, you know, the divide and conquer method. I think you can probably see that being played out by the shadow government.
Oh, yes.
Okay. We'll talk about that.
Here's what's funny when people talk about the war between the states, okay? I look at my own family.
I guess we have to pause that funny story, and that'll be a good cliffhanger for the other side of the break, John.
No problem.
And everybody, please support RBN. I believe RBN's having a pledge drive. So do what you can to keep RBN on the air, and hopefully in the future we can expand to reach out, not preach to the choir, but actually reach out to the mainstream audience and draw them in and help them join in this fight to push back on Big Brother.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty is in our hands.
We're back.
It's part of the plan.
Part of the plan.
It's part of the plan. I love the song of it.
Just heard like a little inkling of Louise singing in the background there, didn't
I? I love it. I'm sorry. What do you want from me? I know. As the stomach turns, okay?
As Capital Forum turns your stomach to Louise's
okay.
Lyrics.
We do hope you get pregnant, Tom. I want to be there for the delivery.
Been there, done it.
We have John Bates on, and we have Jim Engel on. And England, sorry. And Jim, where you at?
I'm in St. Louis.
I think John was in the middle of a story, actually.
And I want to let them know who they are.
Okay.
And, John, you're in Columbia, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay. Well, I was getting ready to say a minute ago before the break was when you look at my own family history, okay, I have, just like many people in this country, ancestors that fought on both sides, okay? One line of my family, they were actually Union soldiers. And it's ironic that that family line, they were slave owners. My southern ancestors, who fought for the Confederacy, they were not slave owners. It goes to show actually how twisted things really were in the country when it comes down to the issue of slavery. And it brings to mind that history needs to be brought out and just looked at for what it is. These are the facts, and this is how we move forward.
Yeah, many people in the South, okay, not everybody, but many people in the South, the point of the reason for having the fighting between the war between the states is because of state sovereignty.
Exactly.
The country's sovereignty. The sovereignty of the government had no right to interfere, even if they were not slave owners. And then, and to be honest, you know, I'm a northern guy. I was born in New York, so I can't sit there and say, well, you know, it's because, you know, my ancestors were on the South and I'm saying this. They're not. I have some in the South, but most of mine are from the North. And, but basically, the way we ended up doing something is that the people in the North, many of them, had set up quarters for them. You know, so putting them in inner cities and locking them into them. So they ended up being paid slaves, okay? They were never able to go past a certain level. They were holding them down. It's the same thing as sweatshops today, okay? The Irish went through that same situation. Okay, are we going to take away the entire history? Because every time we forget, we repeat it in one way or another. So forgetting history, all of history, it's just going to mean that we're going to be dealing with it again in 15 years.
I think if you look at today, what's going on in the country with the health care thing as an example, with the states fighting back and Texas even talking about seceding at one point, it's sort of amazing how history repeats itself. And a lot of that states' rights stuff is still around, and a lot of the states are still beginning to realize, you know, that they do have state sovereignty and that we do have the right to try to keep the federal government from ramming stuff down our throat.
And this is very timely because, as we noticed this week in Texas, there was a big standoff. The federal government threatened to basically blockade the air over Texas if Texas passed a law against the TSA groping. The Fed said, hey, we're not going to allow you to fly. And it's like, that's literally an act of war against a...
You know, some of us women really like the TSA groping. Just watch it.
Oh, you need
to know how much of a life you go through and take a flight that you didn't want to pay for just to get groped.
We're going to have to talk to your husband, Ken, about that.
You know, we were talking earlier about, you know, women in general and stuff, but like our daughters of the Confederacy, okay, they do so much good themselves. I mean, they organize a lot of things. They're great with helping keep our group straight, I know. The Daughters of the American Revolution is another great group. You know, what's the common factor here, I think? Women. Women started Decoration Day, which became Memorial Day. You know, people always seem to fail to give them credit or anything, and all the credit is due them. I mean, the women in Mississippi...
Why? Because guys look better in uniforms if you're women.
Well, you look back at the modern day. I served with some real good-looking women.
No. If you're a woman, guys look better in uniform.
You look back at the beginning of Memorial Day that started down in Mississippi with the women decorating the graves not only of the Confederates, but finally beginning to decorate the graves of the Union graves as well. And then eventually the Union kind of took it over, and the United States government, and actually made it a federal holiday and an official recognition of Memorial Day. But it actually started in Mississippi with the dedication, you know, decoration of Confederate graves and then some of the Union graves. And it's kind of neat that it actually started down there with the Confederates, and then now it's a nationwide program.
Now, I got a problem with that. You know why?
Why's that?
Because if we can't honor people who have died on Memorial Day, then doesn't that mean we can't decorate the graves of people who died in Memorial Day? Because they're changing it. See, because you have to be alive and be able to wear the uniform by which you are in during the war. And if, of course, you have died, it's kind of hard for you to come back. However, we may be able to arrange that somehow with, I don't know, TSA. They'll help.
Well, I know that with Memorial Day here in St. Louis, down at Jefferson Barracks, we do still have... I would say probably 50 to 75 reenactors that are allowed to participate every year, and in fact, we even have a ceremony after the main ceremony at the Union graves and then at the 1,200 Confederate graves that are there in Jefferson Barracks. So they haven't gone politically correct yet in St. Louis.
Write a wonderful letter to St. Louis's guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for remembering it's Memorial Day.
Exactly, and on the same token, write a letter to Mr. Grant at the Columbia.
Yeah, I was just calling when I saw that.
We earlier get the number out on the air? Because I can repeat his numbers again.
Go ahead, repeat it again.
Okay, Mr. Rich Grant. Salute the Veterans Incorporated Memorial Day Parade, Parade Boss, Columbia, Missouri. And his phone number is 573-874-7886. Or he can be reached at 573-999-7488. And I please urge everybody to call and voice your displeasure with how this is going.
Absolutely. Everybody, call up and say, hey, when you die, we will not have you in the parade.
I mean, it's so silly.
No, I mean him. We're going to make sure he can't be in the parade. He was military, right? You know what you said?
Yes, and he's made it real clear that he was a sergeant major in the Army. Mr. Grant, I'm on the air. Thank you for your service, but you're not in the military. This is a civilian function.
Really? Oh, my God. Civilians are involved in stuff? I was Navy. We still allowed civilians. We had mothers, brothers, sisters, everybody else, and they sent us food and cookies, and they made sure we had good things, sometimes movies. Back then, you know, we even had music on 8-track, and not telling you how old I am. Okay, anyhow. But when you did service, people helped you to do service. They honored you to do your service. And they themselves were doing a service for us. So when you start talking about removing the people who have died in service, do we now also have to remove the people who are serving the people who died in service?
I don't know.
But if you stick on that same timeline, where does it stop?
Exactly. Where does it stop? And that is it. You know, once you're dead and gone, are we just going to forget about you?
We'll have skirt chasing day.
Speaking of stop, should be military personnel who are currently in active duty or already not, who are servicing in Iraq and Afghanistan currently or already did their service, be allowed to participate in that parade?
Only if they could still fit in their uniform.
Yes.
Well, even if they can't fit into it.
If they have a uniform. Speaking of political correctness, so what are we doing over there in those two countries? I mean, we invaded two sovereign countries, one Iraq, the other Afghanistan. So what type of service this military brings to us? Do we defend ourselves, our borders, or we invaded those two countries?
And we did not do it with the authorization of Congress as outlined by the Constitution of the United States.
Exactly.
There was no declaration of war.
Speaking of political correctness, my opinion, just my opinion, I don't think they should be participating in that parade.
Well, like the parade. The point of the parade is to remember, honor those people who died. But however...
But their
appearance
would be... Maybe
we should have Invasion Day.
Their appearance would be associated with their duty over there.
Sergey, I think we should have Invasion Day.
Well, we're going too far with that. That's what...
Really? Okay, think of all the people who we invaded. We could also have Dictator's Day.
Yeah, that's too close to reality, though. That's probably coming in the future, though, when you throw it in your face. Hey, I think John has to part company with us. So, John, you have any closing comments?
I just want to say thank you very much. I have enjoyed this, and I will try to pick this up online and listen to the rest of it. Hope to talk to y'all soon.
Again.
Very good, John. Thank you very much for your input.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, thank you.
Keep doing a good job.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. The burned up.
Second time today, everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they've murdered?
Welcome back to Capital Forum, and that is a song called If I Had a Rocket Launcher, and obviously that's an anti-war song. And here on Memorial Day, why don't I always have a different twist on things. Why don't we honor our veterans by staying out of these unconstitutional, illegal, for-profit, for big oil, for big business, for the military-industrial complex wars? What better way can we honor people by not putting them in harm's way? If we have a fight to fight, we fight to fight. But if we're going to invade countries for their oil, for their resources, for their gold, for their water, whatever, for the agenda, for the big New World Order plan, why not want to just stay out of these wars? What better way to honor people than to not let them die and become slaves for these and to stand up for the United States, for our sovereignty, for our freedoms?
You know what I was told?
I agree with you,
we Tom. Are in a war. Well, we are in the business of aiding business.
And Eisenhower warned us.
Our government doesn't.
Eisenhower warned us against that. Perhaps we need to play his closing comments during one of his his departure speeches. You know, it's beware of the military-industrial complex, because it's exactly how he described it. Here we are.
Okay, we have Jim England on. Does people get your name confused with other things like a British continent?
No. My family came over here in the 1600s, believe it or not, from Ireland, and which I could see why they wanted to get out of the country with a name like that.
That's interesting. Hey, I think Sergey wanted to share some information, though, very similar to what our show started with, about what's going on in the places in the Soviet Union.
Yes, I just want to make a parallel how in different parts of the world people celebrate. Let's take a look at the holiday celebrated on May 9th. You know, it's a victory in the Second World War, actually, you know, when the Soviet Union basically participated big time and defeated the Hitler Germany. So that was a remembrance holiday, and it's still at modern time when the Union is no longer exists. So Russia takes a big part of it. So every year it's a big, huge celebration. Whole country celebrates on May 9th is the victory in the Second World War. So and every veteran alive can participate with and without uniform in that event. So to make two parallels, why the Russia can make common sense and United States can't?
Well, most of the United States used to. It's only this new political correctness that's moving it. Do you understand that, Sergey? Is this something in the last about 5 years that our federal government is trying to push in to anesthetize history? But that being said, go Soviet Union! Anyway.
We never ran into these problems with parades and stuff. A few years ago, we were invited to be in the St. Patrick's Day parade, the Veterans Day parade, all kinds of different parades, and yet I remember up in Florissant, Missouri, which is up in North St. Louis County, a couple of years ago, that they managed to film the whole parade but take us out of the parade because of the battle flag. I mean, you could watch the film of the parade, and all of a sudden there was a cut, and they managed to censor us from the parade. Well, after they did that 2 years in a row, we told them we wouldn't be back, because if that's the way they were going to treat us, you know, that like we didn't exist, we weren't going to be a part of it. And it's just really sad that people want to try to deny part of the history that occurred, and, you know, but we decided not to be a part of it anymore in that particular parade. But
that's so sad, and that's a pretty nice community, actually. I lived there for several years. It's a suburb of St. Louis, so that's a shame, you know, these
Well, it's the mayor, and he's very, very politically correct, and just didn't want and it, what's funny about it is we never had any problem with the people. I mean, we never had any boos or catcalls or anything as we marched by with the flags. People were cheering and yelling and screaming and clapping. It wasn't anything except the government. They were the ones that couldn't handle it.
Can't handle the truth.
Yeah, I would like to say that maybe the sons of the Confederate veterans and the sons of the Union veterans need to put together something for the exact same parade, so they're side by side.
Well, we do that. I mean, that's what we do. We've done that in all the parades that we've been in, and you know, I mean, and they'll show them, but not show us. It's really sad. But, you know, we have camps all over the state of Missouri. We have the...
Hold on. We're going to have another break. When we come back,
right,
we'll talk about the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
Okay.
Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program.
No, I hear you.
You keep the Total Transformation Program forever for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may, in fact, save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
We brought over there five computers.
Corporate media dominates American opinion.
That they're there.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever.
By the way,
those are servers, mega
server computers.
As a listener
that we
of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. Mm-hmm. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people.
Those things cost us pretty darn penny.
Sound impossible?
To put together.
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. Mm-hmm. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about
That's
our government,
good.
Our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things.
I don't want to lose too much time here. We have Jim England on the phone. He's with the SCV. Jim, what's kind of let everybody know what the SCV is, and then go from there. What you guys do?
The Sons of Confederate Veterans has been around, as I said before, since 1896, and it's simply to perpetuate the memory of the Confederate soldier. We have members. We have white members, black members, Jewish members, even some Oriental members that ancestors actually served in the Confederate Army. So we have a pretty wide variety of people that belong. A lot of people don't realize that in the Confederate Army, the soldiers, the black soldiers, were not segregated like they were in the Union Army, which is kind of ironic. We have, in Missouri, we have our individual organizations are broken down into camps that are scattered out through all over the state. The Independence is called Hughes Camp is in Independence, Missouri. We have Searcy Camp in Columbia, Elijah Gates Camp in Fulton. We have Parsons Camp in Jefferson City. We have Anderson Camp in the Moberly area. We have Porter Camp in Northeast Missouri around Hannibal. We have Coffee Camp in Stockton, Missouri, and then McBride Camp in Springfield, and then we have Woodside in West Plains.
And we actually have two camps in St. Louis, one in Florissant and one in St. Louis proper.
And, Jim, just let me interrupt you just so we have listeners, not only in the United States but worldwide, but this isn't just a Missouri thing. This is something that's in
the United. And anybody that has an interest in getting that, 1-800-MY-DIXIE is the phone number to get information from the international organization. And they will send you, you know, brochures and information if you have an interest in joining us. And then locally here in Missouri, we have a website that's www.missouridivision/scv.org.
And there is a United States one. Do you know off the top of your head what the...
Not off the top of my head, but again, if they want information, the 1-800-MY-DIXIE is probably the best way to call, and they can give you all the information that you need. Or, you know, you can also get links to the national from the state organization's website.
And in the show description that I'll put up for the show today on the archives, I'll have the links in there as well from shows we've done previously on this, so that'll be an easy way for listeners to access.
Yeah, that would be great.
Very good. So now, you guys, we talked about this many times. One of the things you guys do, and some of the reasons that we have you on the show, is you do a public outreach to actually teach the true history of the war between the states, and that's a big part of your group's intention to keep that history alive and keep it true.
Yeah, as an example, within the last month, I participated in two different. One was a one-day program, one was a two-day program. But we met with probably 1,000 kids on the first day, and then 1,000 more over a two-day period for different school districts here in the St. Louis area. We had complete camps set up, and we had everything from medical people to infantry, cavalry. We had people who were refugees, Confederate refugees, families that were living, you know, just kind of trying to live with whatever they had left after their homes had been destroyed by the Jayhawks and that kind of stuff. So,
wow, you have quite an elaborate. I didn't realize it was that elaborate. Do you have any YouTubes of that, any videos that one could watch of some of this to get a feel for what you guys are doing?
I am not sure, but I will certainly check and see. I don't know whether anybody videoed any. I don't think anybody was videoing any of it, but we do this every year, and we try to bring in school districts, and that's just our organization. We have several other camps that do this around the state to try to educate the kids on what really happened and that it wasn't all about slavery and that there was a lot more to it in the war and that, you know, just to try to get them to understand what really happened in Missouri.
And once again, is that something that's taking place nationwide, or is Missouri pretty...
It's nationwide. I mean, that's one of the charges that we have as an organization is to, you know, one of the founders of the organization back in the beginning said you know, our real goal is to teach...
Hey, I got a message from your brother.
Uh-oh. You're on the air, Louise.
I don't know how that happened. Anyway.
Well, our duty is really just to try to see that the true history of the South is presented to future generations, and that's what we're trying to get across, and that's what we try to do as a national organization.
Well, as an example, where do you set up this camp in St. Louis? Where is that taking place?
Well, we've done it. One of them we do actually at the Parkway School District at one of their middle schools, and we're there for 3 days, and then we had another one down at Jefferson Barracks, and we had three different school districts come through over a full day period from about, I guess, 8 in the morning to about 3 in the afternoon, and a number of different stations set up to teach them various things about the war. And it's really a neat experience for all of us, and we get a lot of people in the reenacting community as well as people that belong to the Sons, both Union and Confederate, just to teach them about what really happened and what life was like and, you know, that type of thing.
And the daughters are there as well, I assume.
Right.
And then now the one like in the Jefferson Barracks area, is that open to the public or is it just for the children?
This was the first year that we had done the one for at Jefferson Barracks. The one at Parkway is just for the Parkway kids. That's only because they're the ones that fund it.
The Rockledge School District in here in St. Louis also does a program that goes about 3 days. And, you know, the school districts pretty much set it up. I mean, they're the ones that fund the money so that we can afford to put on the program. And but it works out really well because the kids actually get the chance to actually see some of the stuff. The other thing, the reenactments this summer with the anniversary of the war, there are a lot of big reenactments in Missouri this summer, and we've got a big one coming up in Boonville, June, I believe it's 17th and 18th. Then later in the summer, we have Wilson's Creek in August. We have Lexington that will be in September. I mean, these are going to be pretty good-sized reenactments where people can actually get a chance to come out, see the campsites, talk to people, see some you know, replicated battles, and but actually talk to a lot of us about what life was like during the war and you know, all that type of thing. So we, and a lot of the reenactors are members of the SCV and the Sons of Union Veterans, and we're all pretty much history nuts that just enjoy that kind of activity.
Yeah, and
you know what? We talk about political correctness, you know, and some people, I got a couple messages when I was answering on there, but I got a couple of questions on one. There was a situation in Kensington that they wouldn't allow somebody actually had removed a headstone and a different one put up from a Union, someone who died for the Union side in a Kensington grave, because they wouldn't allow any message on the stone that said that it was a Union officer. Okay, and the same thing happens to people who are on the Confederate side. Okay, when we take out all things that are controversial, we'll have nothing to remember.
Oh, I agree. And to me, that's defiling a grave. I don't see how that can get by with being legal, but if you look at what happened in Higginsville, Missouri, with the taking down of the Confederate flag from there and from the graves down in Pilot Knob, Missouri, that were done by Governor Holden a few years ago because Gephardt called him and said, oh, I want those down, it's just a shock. It's still a shock to us that could happen, but mm-hmm. From Confederate graves at a Confederate grave, you know, I mean, this was a graveyard, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This is just so immoral, wrong, and bad. I mean, you can't really mess with a gravestone. This is...
No, I agree.
That's the point.
So much of this is symbolism, but that goes well beyond symbolism. That's just
right.
That's just flat-out disgusting. And
it's denigration, though.
We have a caller, George. He's wanting to revisit. Actually, he's wanting to visit with Jim. So what do you have for us, George?
I can remember, hey, how you doing? I can remember 5 years ago, I had a friend who was black, and he did a documentary on, he went and interviewed and done a lot of research, and this was going to be put on PBS, but it automatically got quashed on Black History Month. They were talking about the all-black citizens' militias in North Carolina, all the way through the southern states, that also fought against the unions, and the black Confederate veterans, and this all got quashed. And, you know, it made it look like, because they wanted to make the black people look like there was a state of a victimization, but back in that Civil War period, even like in South Carolina, it was one of the biggest states that had free blacks, but they don't want anything like that.
George, do you know if the project was completed where we could actually view this documentary, or was the whole project canned?
Well, he still has the movie, but like I said, it was quashed. It was supposed to be on PBS, but
well, maybe we could have him on the
Black History Month.
Maybe we could have him on the show and promote it. Is it something you could view on YouTube or Google Video, or where is it? Or can we purchase it, or how does that work?
Can you buy it? Let's find out if we can buy it.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of told him. I said, well, you know, because he's so, like, very discouraged at this point, because he's, like, it's because even, like, people in his own community, like the black activists are calling him Uncle Tom and all that stuff because he's going against the...
Do you know the title of it? Give us some information where we could find out more information. Or do you have a website? Or what could you help us with this, George?
It's called... Well, I know the name of the movie is The Other Black History During the Civil War.
Well, okay.
Wow.
Let him know.
That would be really neat to see.
Because there was black citizen militias that did battle the Union Army in the Civil War. I mean, they felt very, not the same as everybody else about their homelands being invaded.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, George, we're Gillespie Media Group, so you let him get a hold of us, and we'll see if we can get that out on television.
I mean, I know you. I mean, because you know the thing is, it's like with this political correctness. It's like, in the Soviet Union, what do they call political correctness? Cultural Marxism. It's more. And you know the thing is, like political correctness right now. Do you know Rand Paul was labeled a terrorist last week? You remember that?
Yeah.
By Harry Reid, you know that? If Rand Paul called Harry Reid a Benedict Arnold, there and a traitor to this country, there would be an outcry of demanding Rand Paul to apologize to this distinguished, long-standing member of the United States Senate. I mean, back in politics, what I want? I don't want this political correctness ability. I want our congressmen to go back there in canes and start whacking each other upside the head like they did in the old days.
Yes, you're talking about Rand Paul, son of Rand Paul, right?
And bring back dueling. I'm serious.
I wouldn't do it. That one's messy.
Over the wording for the Patriot Act extension. That's what it was.
Get rid of the Hamiltonians of the day, huh?
Have you seen that commercial for places? And they have what's that big rooster he's going to be talking about? It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. And there's the little chicken hawk that gets the bat out and got him. We just need to hire the chicken hawk.
I thought a chicken hawk was a guy that started the wars but never served.
No, the chicken hawk is an actual little bird.
That's a different thing altogether, isn't it?
And with a long bat.
Yeah, I know what chicken hawks are. I see them every day.
But, Louise, you see how the decorum of civility sort of like hamstrung the real patriots in the Missouri House of Representatives?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And the thing is about civility, the other side will say, you got to have civility, but, boy, there's no civility when it comes to what they're doing.
No, it's owned by corporations. Corporations own everything. It's run by, owned by, and solidified by.
I'm going to try to get a hold of this gentleman tomorrow.
Yeah, please do, because I'm not able to find it. I'm just doing a quick scan, so I'm not able to find it. So please give us any information.
Well, he hasn't even uploaded it, but he does have a few hard copies.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll go from there. We appreciate that input.
Oh, that would be great. I would love to see something like that.
Okay. Well, right. Thank you.
Thank you, George.
Mm-hmm. Jim, how has everybody helped to support you guys?
Well, I think the important thing would be, to join us if you have ancestors. If not, we also have an associate member program that people that just want to come to the meetings there are a lot of people whose families weren't even here maybe at the time of the war that have come over since then that can't find an ancestor, that type of thing, but we do have an associate member program also for people that just have an interest in the organization and teaching history and making sure that the real story gets out. So, I mean, that's what I would encourage people to do. If you have, and if you need help, with genealogy, we have people that are very good at that can help you find your ancestor, and it's amazing how many people really do have ancestors that fought in the war that may not even be aware of it, but we can help them with all that.
Well, that would be very interested in getting genealogy of anybody. That's good service you guys provide. Do we have
we have a lot of people that really know what they're doing.
We have there's a few minutes left of the show. We have another caller, Lee in Georgia. Lee, what do you have for us this morning?
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I kind of like, it's not what I called to talk about, but I kind of like George's idea about bringing back beer. There's only one problem with this. I'm not an aggressive person, but if you're going to duel with me, you better brush up on your sword play, because I like my killing to be up close and personal.
I still like the chicken hawk theory.
That
in every legislature, we'll be all right.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, the statement earlier, the brother said he refuses to put on a blue helmet. This made me think of a conversation I had about, a month and a half ago with my niece and a couple other people. We were talking about the oath that you take when you join the military, which basically is the same oath you take when you take a political office. And I began to recite the oath for the young fellows that were sitting in the group there. And my niece just automatically just bursted right in, and she started word for word. Boom, 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 boom. Now, keep in mind, she's been out of the military for over 10 years now.
Wow.
She knew it, word for word, right down to it. She took the same advice that I took from my grandfather, which this oath is for life.
Hey, Lee, hold that thought. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The things are today.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesin, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
I have a question. That song says that we're going to be a radical and a liberal. I thought the Mayak said that all of us were radicals.
There's a big pregnant pause there. Well, we are.
Just checking.
And your point is, Lou?
The point is, if we're all radicals, then why does that song only have liberals as radicals?
Well, the true definition of liberal is to liberate, right? It's actually a conservative used to be a liberal or vice versa, even Ron Paul.
Yeah, I mean, the thing's all screwed up.
Yep, it's 1984. It's very Orwellian. A.J. had, I believe, wanted to finish the story, and then we need to get back to Jim. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, I know you ran out of time. So anyway, she recited the oath for everybody, and they're like, wow, that's amazing you can remember it after all these years. And I said, now, how many of you are aware of this new oath? And my niece immediately says, yeah, why do you think I'm not in the military anymore?
Wow.
I said, well, tell them, baby. And she looked at him, she said, this new oath that they want the soldiers to take is swearing allegiance and fealty to the United Nations, not the United States of America.
Are you serious?
Really?
Wow. Yeah, that's what she's telling her, and she should know she had top-level security clearance.
I thought they were trying to change it to swear an oath to the president as opposed to the Constitution, but I've never heard anything about the United Nations. That's
There's an oath, not all soldiers. She said only specific units are swearing this oath.
Wow.
And that's why she's not in military anymore, and she was set for top security clearance. She said, no, she's out, she's gone. She did not relent. She said, bye-bye, have a nice day, thanks for nothing.
Well, the only problem with that, a lot of good people are leaving the military and leaving law enforcement because of things like this, but the whole point is they're replacing these good people with the people that will follow the dictates of the New World Order, and it's kind of a shame all these good people are getting disgusted and leaving. We actually need them to try to stay in the fight and change the ship's course.
Well, yeah, I would agree, but I also understand their viewpoint, too. And I'd rather them walk away from it and side with us now than to worry about having to flip sides later and us have to question their loyalty.
Yep, I understand, Lee. Well, thanks for your input.
Hey, I'm out of here, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. You as well. Jim, any closing comments? We have probably about 2 or 3 minutes left.
No, I would just say, again, if people are interested, try to, you know, just feel free to call the 1-800-MY-DIXIE or... go to the website, and I'll repeat that again. Our Missouri website is www.missouridivision/scv.org.
How about
information that way, and we'd be glad to get back in touch with you, help you out. If you have ancestors, help you find them, and if not, you know, we have the associate member program. So,
how about any special words for all the people, the founding fathers on up to give us a country that we should be standing up to protect right now? What can we do to honor those and encourage people to help make a difference in what we have with the situation today?
I think just to try to stay as involved as you can and not let the crazies take over, because I think too many good people are as you said before, walking away and pulling out, and it's sad, because then you're going to be left with people that the more inept people that just are willing to walk in lockstep, and you know, hopefully we can avoid that. So.
Well, I'm sure Tommy Jefferson's rolling in his grave. He's probably done so many laps around his grave. He's probably done more laps than they've done at the Indy 500. So,
right.
Louise,
the song says, "Save our Constitution."
Right.
Start a revolution in the mind, Sergey.
Well, thank you for coming. Well, I salute to all veterans who defend their country, you know, for all veterans who are still alive or who passed away.
As a veteran myself, you know, God help us when we forget who served in any war for freedom in this country.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Jim.
All right.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great
week.
Have
a good Memorial Day.
So we're still on sale.
The next round.